Well, chapter 16, Mishnah 2. Ketzet says the Mishnah, how so? How do we apply the halachas of the previous Mishnah? So says the Mishnah, Kushu tachuv b'koisel, if there is a spindle thrust into a wall. So a spindle was a long, thin wooden peg that was used to spin thread with, and it was susceptible to impurity because it had an iron hook attached to it. And this thin, long, thin wooden peg was thrust into the wall, as we said, and kechatzi zas mitachtav vechatzi zas me'al gabav. It has half a kazas of corpse below it and half a kazas of corpse above it. Aval pish enan mekuvanin, even if they don't line up, says the Mishnah, even though the half below and the half above are not directly in line, tameh, they are, the spindle is rendered impure. The two combine together and render the spindle impure. So you see three novel points, three chidushim over here. One is that they don't line up, the two halves. Number two, that there are two halves, one half and below and one half above. Nevertheless, they combine. And number three, you see the spindle, which is very thin, becomes impure. And the reason it becomes impure is that it's overhanging. We look at it as if it's a tent over. Impurity and a utensil over impurity contracts impurity, doesn't matter how thin it is. So we see over there. Next case, Hakada shu over vasal al kseifo. If you've got a potter who's carrying a yoke on his shoulder, a carrying yoke, and this carrying yoke was a pole used to carry pots, and it was as thick as an ox goad, which we said was about a third of a tefach thick, but it wasn't yet a tefach thick. It was in that in-between stage. And he's carrying it on his shoulder. Ve'yil tzido echad arkever. And then one part of this ox carrying yoke, overshadows a grave. So if that happens, hakelim shebetzad hasheni toherim. If there are vessels hanging on the other side of this carrying pole, they are pure. Explains the Karti, they're pure because they are utensils which are not susceptible to impurity from the outside, earthenware utensils. So then they don't become impure because they're being touched by the carrying yoke. And because the carrying yoke is not a tefach thick, it can't transmit impurity to those utensils as an ohel. So it can't transmit impurity by ohel, can't transmit impurity by touch, because they're earthenware utensils, and therefore you see that the utensils remain pure. Adds the Karti that if it's as thick as an ox goad, which we said it was, then the person carrying the yoke would be impure by rabbinical decree. And that's what we said in the last Mishnah. Im yesh basal posach tefach tmein, but obviously if the carrying yoke is a tefach thick, then it will become, the impurity will be now spread around because of it, and the utensils will become impure. Next case, completely new case, hatlulios hakrovos bein le'ir bein lederech. If there are mounds near a town or a road, mounds of earth, and whether they are new or old, so there's a mound of earth, we don't know if it's new or old, we do know it is new or it's old. So then in this case, Tmas, we teach the mounds, we look at the mounds, we view them as they are impure. And the reason being that we worried that the mound contains either a corpse or a fetus, so that a woman had aborted and had to be buried over there. And people normally bury it near a town or near a road. And so we assume that it's actually like a grave. And so what we treat it as impure. Harachokos, but these mounds, chadashos, if they are far away and they are new, tahoris, then we assume that they are pure. And people don't go so far alone to bury fetuses or corpses. But veshanos, but if they are old mounds, then tmas, then we worry about them and we treat them as impure. And the reason being that they might at some point in the past have been near a town or a road, and therefore we can't know, and so we assume that they are in fact graves. Ezer Craven says the Mishnah, what is considered near? Chamishim Amma, 50 Ammas. So 50 Ammas is still up to 50 Ammas is considered near. Vishana, and what is considered old? Shishim Shana, 60 years, Divrei Rebbe Meir. Says Rebbe Meir, up to 60 years, I mean, oh, sorry, older than 60 years, that is considered old. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, Kreva, Shein Kreva Mimeno. Near is where there is nothing nearer than it. So it's a kind of relative thing, and it's judged by that there is no other mound nearer than it. But if there's another mound nearer than it, then even if it's less than 50 amas, we wouldn't look at it as being, we wouldn't consider it near. And explains the Kati that a woman wouldn't walk past the nearest mound to bury a fetus at a more distant mound. She would go to the nearest one, and therefore we only look at the nearest one as if it is as a grave site. Vishana, and what is old, says Rabbi Yehuda, Shein Adam Zechra, when no one remembers it, where the mound was raised. And if someone remembers its construction, even if it happened more than 60 years ago, we assume they would also remember that there's a nearby town or a road. And so he holds that it's more relative, whereas Rabbi Meir has very strict 50 amas and 60 years. Rabbi Yehuda goes more relative. You know, we look at the situation, we look at people's memories, etc., etc.